move the world.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The 3 a.m. call was made. Obama picked up the phone and took care of business. I think that he did exactly what he needed to do. He made an executive decision, and that's what we needed the president to do, to make an executive decision. Obama made the decision to go ahead and do what he needed to do. They didn't have to do it, but Obama said, we need to take care of this, we need to get it over with, and we need to make sure that the American people can sleep at night.
There's a talk radio caller with input. This person says, okay, 3 a.m. call came, president answered it. It's time to stop criticizing the president for the handling of the Bin Laden affair. That's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. From Fox News, Bill Hemmer speaks with former CIA operative Mike Baker about the information taken from the Bin Laden compound.
Just watching this stuff unfold over the weekend, I was spellbound by it. What did you take away?
Well, I'm kind of conflicted, right? I mean, part of me is the same way. I'm fascinated by what we're seeing, but my background and my time spent with the agency says we don't need to know this. I'm puzzled to some degree by the administration's desire to kind of manage this release of information when in reality, it's a serious labor-intensive effort to gather actionable intelligence off of this trove of information, and I don't know that we need to be holding press conferences on a regular basis talking about what we're finding.
Well,
I mean,
to me, that's puzzling. Let me ask you: what are the risks to putting out the information that's been released so far? Do you think?
Well, I mean, as long as they manage it properly, I suppose. Ultimately, they're very smart, and nobody in the community is going to release anything that's going to compromise potential operations. I suppose maybe it's just a different time. I guess I'm puzzled by it. I don't think it actually will impact negatively on our efforts. You can be sure that they've already scoured, done this sort of this first, second scrub of as much material as possible, looking for those bits and pieces that they can take out to the field immediately. And, what we're not seeing, what's off the radar screen, is all that hard work that's going on right now. I mean, honestly, the intel community, the teams, the military, they celebrated what happened, last week.
And then they got back to work, I would imagine.
There's
another question that's pertinent here now. Why are they doing this the way they're doing it, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. That'd be all speculation on my part in terms of trying to divine what the administration is doing.
Politics and is this credit for the operation?
Well, it could be. It could be that this sense that we have to feed the machine. I suppose maybe in terms of people want to know. I understand that fascination, but ultimately there is a tremendous amount of material. That you can see how it kind of gets spun around. We're seeing these images of Bin Laden huddled under a blanket, and suddenly people say, well, he doesn't look so dangerous. This man was the most dangerous terrorist out there in the world. And we are seeing from this that he was more operationally involved than we thought. Collective wisdom for years has been he's been sitting in a cave somewhere, disconnected completely from the outside world and serving only as a figurehead, and leaving the operations to others. Now, I don't want to make too much of the fact that, he wasn't day-to-day, planning operations and moving logistics and resources around. He didn't have that ability. But he was playing more of a role than we thought, it appears.
Yeah, I think also not just what happened here in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but this man inspired the killing and the murder of thousands of people in Iraq, in Afghanistan. His mere words send people in the markets to blow themselves up.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Regardless of who was in there. Now, Lawrence Wright wrote a great book called The Looming Tower. I recommend it to everyone. If you want to understand the history of al-Qaeda, I think it's terrific. Earlier today in ABC, he said, Bin Laden has always been very careful about controlling his own image. But the images we're now seeing, just to use Lawrence Wright's words, are the most revealing and most human and least controlled moment of his entire career. You've studied him. Do you agree with that?
I think that's correct. I think it's fascinating that not only was he holding these tapes of himself watching TV, but he was also a bit of a pack rat in terms of the amount of information they were storing. It showed to some degree, and this is an important point, it showed to some degree the comfort that he had in this compound over the years that he was staying there, which then leads you sort of that dotted line to the question of why was he so comfortable there? Was there some feeling that he had top cover, from elements of the Pakistani intel service and military? Again, I find it inconceivable to think that they didn't know, some people didn't know that he was there.
Coming up, more on Bin Laden, plus the president's appearance on 60 Minutes, and the emerging debate over Pakistan and their involvement in harboring this fugitive. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, households, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted! Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Stephan here, focusing on the aftermath of the killing of Bin Laden. From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell talks to David Senger, who's from the New York Times, about what the president had to say regarding Pakistan and their possible involvement in harboring a fugitive, i.e. Bin Laden.
Let's talk about the White House's perspective, their national security team, and what they're getting from Pakistan. Here's what the president said to 60 Minutes about whether or not people in Pakistan's government at some level had to know.
We think that there had to be some sort of support network for Bin Laden inside of Pakistan. But we don't know who or what that support network was. We don't know whether there might have been some people inside of government, people outside of government, and that's something that we have to investigate, and more importantly, the Pakistani government has to investigate.
Now, this is not going to surprise you. David, Jay Carney is telling the briefing just now that we want to have a cooperative relationship with Pakistan. That's pretty self-evident why it's so important to have a good relationship with Pakistan despite what could create a breach here. David?
Well, the difficulty in separating out from the Pakistanis, as you heard from both the president and from his national security advisor, Tom Donilon, that was on several of the shows on Sunday, is obvious. Pakistan provides the pathway to get supplies to the troops in Afghanistan. It provides a lot of counterterrorism assistance, some of which works better than others. And, of course, the big looming issue, which is that they have an arsenal of roughly 100 nuclear weapons, sanctions. And, of course, there's a great U.S. interest in making sure that none of those fall into the wrong hands, get diverted to terrorists. And there's been a fairly large covert program over a number of years by the U.S. to help the Pakistanis secure those weapons. But if you dug into Prime Minister Gilani's speech today, I thought one of the most interesting things he said was that Pakistan was ready to repel any attack on those strategic assets, not from terrorists, but from the United States. And clearly that's their biggest worry.
Now, here's a bit of what Tom Donilon told David Gregory on Meet the Press, putting the pressure, a lot of pressure, on Pakistan.
They need to provide us with intelligence, by the way, from the compound that they've gathered, including access to Osama bin Laden's three wives, whom they have in custody. But it is important to underscore here that we need to act in our national interest. We have had difficulties with Pakistan, as I said, but we've also had to work very closely with Pakistan in our counter-terror efforts. More terrorists and extremists have been captured or killed in Pakistan than any place else in the world.
Are you still enough to share the details of the operation beforehand?
That's not a matter of trust or not trusting, and let me address that. It's a matter of operational security.
But it's very clear from what Gilani said today that they're at least not publicly giving anything up to us.
Well, that's right, and there's a little bit of mutual hostage-taking here, because the United States has this trove of material that came out of the Osama bin Laden compound, and the Pakistanis don't know what's on those thumb drives, what's on those hard drives, and whether or not they will reveal what the president called this network of support. On the other hand, the Pakistanis have the wives, who presumably know who came in and out of the compound, what kind of conversations were taking place, whether any of that support network involved members of the ISI, the intelligence service, or members of the government. And so both sides are trying to game out what the other side already knows.
Talk host Rob Hunter and Pamela Hughes here with a focus on the president's appearance on 60 Minutes and the focus which now shifts to Pakistan.
All right, a week after Osama bin Laden's death, all attention is turning to Pakistan. The U.S. government is demanding a chance to interview Osama bin Laden's three widows. Yes, count them. One, two, three. They also want to lead an investigation to determine just who was in Osama bin Laden's support network. Of course, the Pakistani prime minister denies the Pakistani government knew anything about Osama bin Laden's whereabouts and he was actually hiding in the country. Come on. This could be a tough one for the U.S.
Yeah.
We're in a little tricky situation here. And you remember A.Q. Khan, the terrorist who had all the nuclear secrets?
Oh, yeah, that
U.S.
guy.
U.S. wanted to interview him. Never happened.
Well, you know what? I think right now what the United States is doing is they're testing Pakistan. Pakistan has been saying, you know, we didn't know bin Laden was hiding underneath our nose here for 5 years. How willing are they to work with us? And, you know, they hid him from us, so it's a little bit of a test right now.
I get the desire to talk to those widows, but if they really wanted to talk to him, I mean, why didn't they take him with them when they, you know, headed back to that ship?
Great question, Joe.
Track two.
All right, President Barack Obama spoke about Pakistan and Osama bin Laden's death last night on 60 Minutes. Did you guys catch it? Well, the president said he had a 55-45 chance of getting bin Laden in his Pakistani hideout and that he ultimately made the decision based on the skills of the U.S. Special Forces.
Nice.
Obama said it was probably the longest 40 minutes of his life while troops stormed into the hideout.
This is a great interview last night. I caught the whole thing, watched the overtime. What I liked about it, I get the sense from Obama that he's finally viewing this country as one, all of us are in it together. He gave credits to people going back to 2001.
Wow.
Yeah, I caught a couple minutes of it this morning. Didn't watch last night at all. 55-45 odds on catching bin Laden. That's shocking when you first hear that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it. That courier was still there. He was a key guy. He had to be taken out.
You know, guys, I didn't watch it last night. I was too wrapped up in the Mother's Day stuff going on here.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. I did read a little bit about it, though, online and I think, just once again, it shows just how gutsy this operation was. And, you know, the guts it took to make the call that President Obama did, and
great.
I respect that.
Coming up, more on bin Laden and what was in the compound on the countdown.
Concerned about nuclear contamination?
You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on. News talk radio, political talk radio, all of that. The aftermath of the killing of Osama. From affiliate WDEL, Alan Laudell talks to Jerry Bodlander from the AP about the latest from Washington about Pakistan and their likely involvement with this whole bin Laden thing.
What about the latest on Capitol Hill or in the Capitol on this commando raid and some of the political and other repercussions?
Well, obviously, everybody's got an opinion on whether or not Pakistan might have had a sense that Osama bin Laden was in its country for several years. You've got some lawmakers who want to cut off their funding, but you've got a lot of others who say, look, they play a very important role. U.S. Supplies transit Pakistan to get to troops in Afghanistan. And John Kerry made a point on one of the talk shows yesterday that they've been very helpful in ferreting out some of the terrorists that are hiding out in their country. And, you know, the president, of course, on 60 Minutes made clear that, you know, they didn't know for sure that bin Laden was there. I think he said the odds were just a little better than 50-50. So after years and years of intelligence, the fact that they were only a little bit better than 50-50 was interesting as well.
Well, certainly the back and forth has not eased. I see here a Pakistani TV channel and a newspaper published what they said was the name of the undercover CIA station chief in Islamabad.
Right, and the AP has checked it out, and they're wrong, number one. But clearly it's sort of a tit-for-tat. I mean, when you have an agency that finds out that the U.S. is, you know, coming under its nose, if you will, and engaged in this this operation, it's partly, one would assume, a saving face effort. And also the government there clearly made clear its unhappiness at the fact that the U.S. didn't tell it ahead of time. So, you know, there's internal politics in Pakistan just as there is here.
I got to say, though, I'm interested to hear that AP report, but I'm kind of wondering how can you corroborate that when it probably would be in the interest of U.S. intelligence to deny it, even if it were true.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can deny everything all the time and hope that everybody buys it. My understanding is that our folks on the ground there are familiar with the individual and can say that the person they've named is not it.
Talk host Outlaw Dave here about the interesting situation, the One Country prints the Situation Room photograph of President Obama and his administration, but they Photoshop Hillary Clinton out of the picture.
You know that famous photo now from the Situation Room, the one that had the president and his cabinet? Well, there's actually a newspaper. It is a the newspaper does not allow ladies in its pages. they wouldn't want anything to be viewed sexually suggestive. So, and that's their policy. They don't put pictures of ladies in its pages because they might be considered sexually suggestive. So when they wanted to put the photo of the Situation Room that had the president, the vice president, the chief of staff, defense secretary, secretary of state, oh, wait, no, yeah, secretary of state, that's a girl, right? So they removed her. Also, counterterrorism director Audrey Thomason removed. They photoshopped the ladies out to make it a more acceptable photo. Now, we saw this. It's the one where, well, Hillary Clinton's covering her mouth. It looks like she's in shock and horror. One assumed, because of her expression, that it was actually the moment where Osama bin Laden is shot in the head. According to Hillary Clinton, that's not exactly what happened. What she said was, first of all, we've been in that Situation Room for like 38 minutes. Some of the most 38 intense minutes of my entire life. Hillary Clinton said, I don't even know what any of us were looking at the particular millisecond the picture was taken. A lot of people argued and said, that's got to be staged. It's got to be contrived. I mean, one could say, what was the White House thinking when they released the photo? First of all, make sure President Obama looks presidential. Check. Make sure Vice President Joe Biden is awake. Check. And probably not a prerequisite, but if you were looking for the perfect picture, one could say, when Hillary Clinton inadvertently, whether she meant to or not, covered her mouth and appeared horrified by the events taking place.
Coming up, we shift the focus into the high cost of gasoline. That's the big deal next on the countdown.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. The countdown rolls along with a focus on gas prices. They are supposedly peaking, ready to come down. On CBS, Jeff Glor and Jim Axelrod talked about the rumors that gas could be coming down about 50 cents a gallon pretty quickly.
This morning, gas prices are up, and they've hit a big new level. According to the Lundberg Survey, the national average price of gasoline is now $4 a gallon. That was an increase of almost 12 cents in just the last 2 weeks. However, it appears they may be heading lower very soon. CBS News national correspondent Jim Axelrod is at a gas station here in New York with the latest on that. Hey, Jim, good morning to you. What are the indications we're seeing that gas prices are heading down here now?
Well, good morning, Jeff. Believe me, they'd settle for $4 a gallon here in Manhattan. Look over my shoulder. You can see a price for a gallon of unleaded regular, $4.27. But the thinking, the hope is that we're starting to see some pressure downward on the price of crude. Last week, the price of a barrel of crude dropped 13%. More than $12 a barrel. While it's ticked back up this morning, still the trend seems to be lower on a price of crude. Now, what does that translate to by the time it gets to the pump? The thinking is, as the price of crude goes down eventually, by the time it plays through the system, you could see as much as a 50 cent a gallon reduction here at the pump. That would save drivers here in the United States $189 million a day. Basically, what's going on here is the laws of supply and demand. For every 10% hike in the price of gas at the pump, the thinking from the experts is there's a 1% decline in consumption. That's unsustainable as far as big oil goes.
Host Helen Glover speaking to Lloyd Albert from AAA about the roller coaster ride gas prices have been on. And what we're likely to see over the next couple of months.
I tell you, I had to get gas again yesterday, and it just, I cringe. Here I am looking for the station with the cheap gas at $3.97, thinking I'm getting a bargain, where just, you know, several months ago, we were paying just over $3 a gallon.
Yeah, it's been an absolute roller coaster, Helen. You're right. Last week,
prices tumbled from $113 a barrel down to $97 by Friday night. But guess what? This morning they're back over $100 again. So it has been really a tumultuous and very volatile circumstance for several months now.
And, of course, still being in this recession, I didn't buy it last summer when they told us it was the summer of recovery. Being in a recession, the last thing you need is gas almost a dollar higher than it was last year. That puts a crimp into a lot of people's plans. And as this article in the Providence Journal was talking about, people may find a way to get to the beach, even though the parking fees are going to be higher and you're paying a lot more in gas. But it may come in going out after your day at the beach for an ice cream or some clam cakes. I mean, someplace your pocketbook starts to give.
Well, this is what so many economists are worried about, Ellen. You know, the fact of the matter is this really taps into or affects people's discretionary spending. So all of a sudden, a family of four with, you know, two vehicles in the car, in the family, and they're filling up once a week, and it's costing them an extra $50 for both of those cars a week. Multiplied by 50 weeks, that's $2,500 a year in additional cost to energy. And what that does is takes away maybe some of that vacation fund that has been saved up. So it's a very unfortunate circumstance. I think economists are looking at it. The Obama administration, Congress are all saying, what can we do? And not a whole lot's been done at this point to stem the tide, if you will.
And we're still relatively, I hate to even use this term, but relatively low gas prices here in Rhode Island. When you look at some of these other states, Indiana, way up there, $4.50. California, some places over $5. And yikes, Hawaii, $6.13 a gallon.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Chicago's way up there as well. I think we got 16 states now over $4 a gallon.
Wow.
It's a pretty dramatic situation. In Rhode Island here, where we're so dependent on tourism, you know, everyone's watching very carefully what that means to the summer tourism season. So you're right. Earlier you were saying the prices may drop, and you're right. They probably won't drop that dramatically, but we saw prices go down 15% last week on the crude oil side.
Right.
If that translated to the money at the pump, that would be a 50-cent drop. I think more realistically, we'll see a 10 or 15-cent drop here in the next several days, next week or 10 days. But how much of an impact will that have? I don't know.
And, of course, that doesn't do anything to dissuade the original reason. The reasons I'm reading that these went up is that, you know, the developing world, of course, had more demand for gas. And the Middle East and Northern Africa, still an unstable region. I mean, I know we were all celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden, but let's face it, we still got a war going on in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. You've got unrest. There's big unrest again in Egypt. You've got unrest throughout that area of the world. Now, they're not necessarily the big oil producers, but, you know, it does affect that area of the world. So we're all celebrating this drop, but as you said, you know, it went down. Now it's back up a little bit. I mean, this is going to be a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster, and you're right about the fact that this all started back in October. We were $2.65 a gallon, pretty comfortable there, and all of a sudden traders said, you know, the demand by China, India, other emerging economies will create an increased need for oil, and prices started to rise, and then Egypt happened around Christmas time, followed by, you know, North Africa, Libya. Now we have the situations in Syria, Yemen. So all of that creates angst on the part of oil traders saying, will the flow of oil from the Middle East and North Africa be disrupted on a go-forward basis? And if it does, you know, that has, you know, certainly some serious impact and repercussions here in the U.S.
Okay, up next on the countdown, our attention goes to the ever-growing crop of potential Republican presidential candidates as we sort of mix it up next on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Doug Steffen here. Last week, the Republican presidential debate, first one held, many of the bigger names still haven't announced. News of Bin Laden's death didn't really garner many headlines. Even so, T.J. Walker thinks Tim Pawlenty was the big winner.
Ron Paul, I simply discount. I know some of you are going to hate that. But name for me a single sitting member of Congress who's become president in the 21st century or the 20th century. Here's a hint. It can't be done. American voters have decided a congressman, a member of the House, is really more like a city councilman than a president. If you can't get the support of everyone in a whole state, why should you get the support of a whole nation? That is the assumption of the American people. I don't see any indication that that's going to change. Rick Santorum has been a U.S. senator, but his problem is nobody likes Rick Santorum. The voters of Pennsylvania threw him out of the Senate because they didn't like him. Again, let's look at history. Show me an example of somebody who became president or got a major nomination who was booted out of office as their most recent campaign. Now, you can look at Richard Nixon in 1962 and say, hey, he didn't get elected governor of California, but he wasn't an incumbent. He'd been the vice president before. He hadn't lived in California for 10 years. People there didn't really know him. The other problem Rick Santorum has is nobody really likes, not just the voters, but he doesn't come across as a likable guy. Say what you will about Republican nominees, whether you love them or hate them. Ronald Reagan, everybody thought he was a lovable guy. George Bush, people who knew him as governor of Texas before, everybody liked him, thought he was friendly, engaging. His father, people loved him. Going back to Gerald Ford, everybody thought he was a great guy. So at some level, voters, Republican Party voters, tend to pick men who are immensely likable. Rick Santorum does not fit the bill. Governor Gary Johnson of New Mexico, he's a libertarian. And while the GOP pays lip service to libertarian ideas from time to time, there is a strong base of Republican voters who want big government to ban abortions. They want big government to throw drug users in jail. They want big government to wage war on terrorists. So he's simply out of step with the mainstream of the party. So what does that really leave us with? It leaves us with Pawlenty. He is a former governor. Therefore, he has the credible background part. He is a mainstream conservative, so he therefore has the messaging part right. So it really comes down to his presentation skills. Now, he didn't have any one-liners that would define the whole debate, any zingers, but he also didn't make a fool of himself. He didn't have any moment where people looking at him would say, ugh, I can't imagine that guy being president. So, for the fundraisers watching and the voters who are really trying to visualize a person as president, I think that Valenti was the only one who successfully crossed that threshold. So it's not going to show up in the polls. But when it comes to lasting benefit and traction from this debate, Tim Pawlenty is the big winner.
On Fox, Judge Napolitano speaks to former Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. He's running for president.
Why do you want to be president of the United States?
Well, I don't think anyone should want to be president of the United States unless you feel like you're called to do it. And, you know, I think we're at a very critical time in our country's history. We're at a time when we have a group of people in Washington, D.C., led by President Obama, who want to change America, the America that my grandfather came to, that was founded on this principle that limited government and the purpose of our government was to keep people free. And the president made, I think, a remarkable statement just a couple of weeks ago when he said America was not a great country. Was not a great country until Medicare, Medicaid, and unemployment insurance passed in 1965.
Oh, boy.
America was founded great. People, we need a leader, someone who's been a passionate leader, who's been conservative and principled in his time in elective office, who can win in tough elections, can defeat Democratic incumbents, who can go out and articulate a vision, a very different vision than Barack Obama has for this country.
Can you keep the government within the confines of the Constitution? Could you run the government without more borrowing? Could you not borrow money and not increase the debt, unlike the president who wants to add $2.7 trillion to it?
I'm the only person that's been out there who's actually worked and led the fight, actually drafted the Contract with America bill that ended a federal entitlement, which was welfare reform, and worked in the United States Senate to pass it. Jim DeMint and I, as well as many others in previous years who went out and argued for Social Security reform, actually reducing, you know, the cost and making Social Security solvent. And I did that in a state that had the second highest per capita population of seniors in the country. And I won re-election after having advocated for that in 1997 and 98. So, I mean, you have someone who's actually been out there talking about the big issues of the day and doing more than talking,
right.
Being someone with answers who's actually solved these problems and can solve them in the future.
Over on CNN, Joy Behar talks to Bill Maher, who thinks that after getting bin Laden, the president is unbeatable.
Bill, how do you think the events of the week will impact the 2012 election?
Well, I mean, you would think it would be a shoo-in, but that's, of course, what they said about Bush in 1991 when his ratings were sky-high from the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
So much can happen between now and then. But, you know, if America can't give credit to our ninja president now, I don't know when they can. you know, he just is obviously a very competent, multitasking ninja.
I know.
He just seems to be able to do things that the other side can't. And isn't that what you want in a president? I mean, at the end of the day, the ideology should go out the window. It should be about efficiency and competency. And, you know, when I hear Donald Trump say he's the worst president ever, really? You know, got health care passed, stopped a depression from happening, you know, the economy, the shape it was in compared to where it is now, finally got this bin Laden monkey off our back. You know, it's just hatred. You know, they're just haters.
I mean, you often say on your show how stupid you think the American public is. you often will say.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
Yes, you do. But, you know, you have to give them credit for one thing. They did elect Obama in the last election. So we'll give them credit for that. Do you think they'll do it again?
Well, let's remember that he was running against the ghost and Mrs. Muir. That had a lot to do with it, and the situation the country had been left in, I think any Democrat would have won. And let's remember, he did not win the white vote.
No, that's
but,
true.
But yeah, I do. He's a master politician. There is no doubt about it. Besides being such an effective leader, he knows how to play the political game. I'm one of the people on the left, Joy. You know this, and you are too at times. I see you talk about him all the time, and mm-hmm. you're pretty hard at him sometimes when you don't think he's doing the things that we would like to see the perfect liberal president do.
Yes.
But given the situation he's in, you know, I think he's got a calculus in his mind that, you know, I have this much political capital, and when it gets up to here, I spend it. And when it's down here, I don't. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows that. I think he knows exactly how much to spend and when he can do it. And, you know, if I was betting my own money, I would bet anything on his reelection. Because honestly, at the end of the day, who are the Republicans putting up? Who do they have? They can't rely on Tim Pawlenty's raw sex appeal forever.
Up next, there's another candidate to watch, Newt Gingrich, ready to announce.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown, talking about what it is that you're interested in. We are surveying a number of radio stations every day and different programs. The list of Republican presidential candidates is growing, and from Fox, Allison Camerota talked to radio host Neil Bortz about the Gingrich plan to announce.
Newt Gingrich will announce his presidential bid via Facebook and Twitter on Wednesday. That's a very sort of modern way to make this announcement. Let's talk about the timing. Why do you think he's doing it this week?
Well, turn back the clock, too. Could you imagine 10 years ago an announcement that I'm going to announce for president on Facebook and Twitter, and immediately you'd be disqualified as being a loon. But I don't know why this week. Maybe it's to step into a news void. We have somewhat of a news void going on. There's the Osama bin Laden euphoria is pretty much over. But I don't understand why there is so much boredom or lack of excitement about the Republican field this year. I mean, come on. If you can't field a candidate that can beat Barack Obama with his incredible failure of his record of economic failure over the last 2 years, then maybe it's just time to fold your political party tent and step aside and let somebody else move in.
Well, hold on. Maybe that's a little premature, because maybe some of the lackluster response that you're sensing is that we know some of these guys. We've seen them before. There's a sense of deja vu. Obviously, we know former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Obviously, Mitt Romney has taken a stab at this before. So maybe it's that, though there are some interesting newcomers. And in fact, last week was the first Republican
presidential debate. And Herman Cain, one of the newbies, is who was seen as the winner because he kind of jumped off the stage more than anyone else.
Herman Cain, like Newt Gingrich, oddly enough, has been a fill-in host for my radio show, Newt Gingrich in the 70s, Herman Cain for about the last year. I know them both. And I appreciate both of them. Herman Cain is a breath of fresh air. When people go to see Herman Cain deliver a speech, they walk out of that place absolute believers. And Herman Cain is going to grab a lot of attention. And economics, he was on the board of the Federal Reserve in Kansas City. Business, he's owned and operated several businesses very successfully. He is the real deal, as they say, and I'm excited about him.
Host Steve Scott here with Molly Ball from Politico.com. And again, the Newtster is the focus. Is he announcing? Of course he is.
Does this come as a big surprise that Newt Gingrich will run?
No, not really. As you may remember, he sort of tried to launch a campaign a couple of months ago and pulled back at the last minute. But that was a pretty good indication for us that he had something like that planned.
Announcing via social media, is that sort of the in thing now to show your hip and with it?
Yeah, for whatever reason, and that may certainly be a part of it, that does seem to be the trend this season. We had Tim Pawlenty launching on Facebook. Mitt Romney, I believe we learned that his announcement was coming on Twitter, and then there was a video posted on his website. You know, we can all remember days gone by when there was the big press conference with the bunting-draped room and the balloons and the candidates speaking and maybe even taking questions. This is a very different model these days for campaign rollouts.
The former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, of course, a Republican. Where does he fit in among the likely GOP candidates? Favorite? Long shot? Nothing more than an oddity? Where would you put him?
I think he's somewhere in between. I think there's a lot of candidates taking a shot this cycle who seem more like long shots. He certainly is a sort of intellectual hero on the right. He's seen as an ideas guy, someone who really values a sort of policy and thinking through conservative issues. At the same time, his run as Speaker of the House was, shall we say, difficult, and it's been a long time since he's been actively involved as an elected official. So it certainly is not an easy path to the nomination for him. He certainly is not by any means a front runner.
He's been out of politics for a while, but we've seen him on TV as a news pundit and things like that. Will that help Gingrich? At least people remember who he is.
Yeah, that's right. He has not been invisible. And as you say, he's on TV a lot as sort of a spokesman for his causes. And in that sense, again, that helps him with the, you know, the Republican base, the people who've seen him on Fox News, where until recently he was a contributor, and have a very solid image of him and what he stands for.
Find out more about all the items on the countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com, including the entire transcript from the Sunday 60 Minutes.